Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Humphries. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Auker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Bell reaches second base with a double. Humphreys moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Humphreys scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Hefner scores. Auker moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Auker moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Peters reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Peters steals third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino bunts towards the mound. Humphreys picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Humphreys. Berardino moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clift takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Auker takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Peters reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Humphries is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Clift is walked intentionally. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Berardino. Bell moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick strikes out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Auker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.